run. It's all there.
This one's for all you homeboys.
What's going on? My name is Nate. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. What a time. What a time, Atomic Bomb, man. That's a heck of a show. You've been tuning in from 2 to 3. You just need to. Because you only got, maybe one, if not two shows left on Atomic Bomb. Actually, you know, he'll be here over the summer. Maybe he'll, keep the show. Keep the show alive if you can hear me in the hallway over the summer. Summer's a good time to play some radio. It's a heck of a time. So anyway, sorry about last week. Just like had a whole thing. Work wasn't gonna let out until like 1 a.m. last night, or on Thursday night last week. So I was like, you know what? I gotta catch a nap. I gotta catch a nap because then I gotta catch a plane to DC on that Friday. Anyway, whatever. You just don't care about my life. I also haven't talked about the Penguins losing in the Stanley Cup. Man, I've been watching a lot of hockey, even like post Crosby exit. Anyway, I have a playlist that I made in a lot of cases to celebrate the Boston Marathon, and you're definitely gonna obviously hear some of that. So thanks for being with us, and it's gonna be a great hour. We'll see you later.
Ba-loo-ba-loo-ba. whole town lined up outside the tent. What those kids thought they saw. Do you really want to remember this? Today, think of all the alien shots in the dark that at one time all at once coexisted.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. And, yeah, we've been just, like, hanging out. We're just, like, hanging out doing stuff and playing songs, especially songs. A lot of songs. I kind of thought about running songs. I don't listen to music while I run. Not anymore. Thank you, Anton. If Anton's listening, you're an influence in that regard. And, actually, you know what? I wrote a towny tune. Unless, for all, like, four people that really just care, I'm also writing a Tufts Daily weekly column from the perspective of Towny Tim, a Somerville resident, which I am. And one of the articles, I think 2 weeks ago, was on running. And that was kind of a take, was just like, don't run with music because you're missing out on 50% of the experience. So anyway, there's that. I think the article this week is about finding roommates. And it's very much a story of my life. So yeah, you're definitely going to have roommates, and finding the right ones and dealing with them is just kind of part of the deal, you know? We listen to Run, Run, Run by Phoenix, Iffy by Black Kids. If you remember Black Kids, that was a band that played that. It was that song, I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you. And then for some reason it came up when I was like hanging out with Maul, my wife, and I just wondered if they had made more music. And they have. There's at least a whole other album called Rookie that I like haven't really listened to that is great. Obstacle One by Interpol. I think that was a running playlist holdover. Not every song on here is like a running playlist song, but I think I like started making it and then it just kind of like died off. Anyway, Else with Mirage. I think this is week number 4 in a row that I've played an Else song. I'm playing a lot of stuff from that Mirage EP. It's great. It is fantastic. Even though it's from all the way back in 2015, I'm all over that. And then Not Able by Hopalong, which is a fantastic song, which has like 4 parts in it, all parts I really like. It's like 4 different songs kind of jammed together. And that's why I like Hopalong's awesome, is that it starts out one thing and ends another thing, and then they just really jam it out. It's really layered. In the background this week is going to be songs from Classics by Ratatat. I got announcements. I got other stuff to tell you, but we're gonna play music before that happens. So let's get back to it. I think this is gonna be quite obviously another running playlist song. We'll be right back.
can I remember anything you say when the streets are talking? Yeah, they call my name and I walk a little further. I could go all day and the trees are reaching, pointing out the way.
Hey, yeah, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that, okay, yeah. So let's talk about the last set. It was Running by Bully, and that was kind of a take back. Edge of Town by Middle Kids, Better by Maggie Rogers, especially that section, she's like, better, better, better. That's like, sometimes it gets stuck in my head, especially like when you're walking, because that cadence is like perfect. And then Volcanic Love by the Aces, which are kind of like Haim. I mean, they're like from LA and they sound the same. And then, yeah, we're listening to Loud Pipes right now. I have an announcement for you. WMFO Live Day is happening Saturday, May 4th. Tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9 bands. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. We've got bands, which are The Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsek, Daniel Migurani, and Lisa Bastoni, Lily Black, 61 Ghosts, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutant. It is happening, and we're keeping it freeform since 1974. This is the first time we've done this in a long time. I don't remember this from last year, so come out. It's going to be really, really fun. I think it's only happening like in the studio, so I don't think you can like attend it. But hey, hang out Curtis Hall, you know? That's a place to be seen. You can like sit on the awesome hill right across the street from Curtis Hall, lay out a blanket, get one of those old radios that actually picks up radio waves, tune into WMFO. It'll be a super clear signal from right there, and just really chill out. That sounds like a great day. That sounds like something that I want to do. But anyway, that's gonna be a heck of a time. May 4th, Saturday, May 4th. That is gonna be a good time. Another highlight of this announcement is that the band 61 Ghosts was originally listed as 62 Ghosts, and someone crossed it out and made sure it was 61 Ghosts. And so that sort of implies that either there's a 62 Ghosts band that they don't want to get confused with, or they perform some sort of, exorcism, and they got one of the ghosts out of the picture. 62 Ghosts, no longer. We are making progress in the direction of fewer ghosts. Let's get back to the music. Thanks for being here.
something there that I've never
Came to me in a flash of light, but there's more tea in the dead of night. The
Yeah, here we go. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. This whole thing has been called Fast and Loose. Show? Sing? That's what it was. Anyway, Middle Kids on My Knees, another band from Sydney. The Betts, Happy Unhappy, another band from Sydney, Australia. And yeah, that's two Middle Kids songs. I'm a middle kid, so it's my prerogative. Saw Lightning, new song from Beck. That's 2019. Also this month, 2019. Cheated Hearts. Yeah, yeah, yes. I was listening to Sugar Bones. A friend of mine got that on vinyl, and I was like, good idea. Just a good idea. And even though Fever to Tell is probably my favorite Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs album, Sugar Bones is a vinyl-type album. Fever to Tell is like a... You play that on like a tape deck, like in a basement. While like in a fight club, that's one of those albums. But like, the best thing about the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs is they can be both bands. Like they can be like the really heavy punk band, and then they can also be like with Sugar Bones, just like an amazing, like almost stadium rock type band. I mean, anyway, here's to maybe hoping that songs by them come out. Karen O's been doing stuff, but like, come on, Nick Zinner, come on, man.